a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Have you recently heard and seen the wonderful sights and sounds taking place in the land of the Bible, Israel? Well, welcome to the Word for Life broadcast. This is Rich Schmidt coming to you from Brookside Baptist Church in Brookfield, Wisconsin. And, of course, we'd love to have you right here at a service at Brookside Baptist. We have Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. We have all sorts of activities that take place for all age groups. But, of course, our main emphasis here is to teach the Word of God to folks. And we just so much love to have you come and visit and enjoy one of our services or one of our activities. Well, I've been talking to you the last several broadcasts about my trip to Israel. Just got back a couple of weeks ago after spending 2 weeks in the beautiful, wonderful land of the Bible. And that was my fourth time that I've taken a study trip to Israel. And it is just worth every moment, every penny to be where God is fulfilling things that He promised. You can see the past history. You can walk where Jesus walked. You can be there where all the many events of the Bible have taken place. You can see what God is doing right now, the current situation in Israel. And then, of course, you can see as God sets the stage for the prophetic future and things that are taking place. Well, speaking of prophecy, one of the great things that God is doing is bringing the people, the Jewish people, back to His land. The prophecy has not been fulfilled yet, but it's certainly setting the stage as over 7 million Jewish people right now have returned to Israel out of some 14 to 15 million Jewish people, which are scattered throughout the earth. So this morning, I'm going to quickly review three dispersions or three times the Jewish people left their land and how God brought them back to the land. If you got a pen, you may want to take a couple of notes because this is so important to see what God did in the past, what He's presently doing, and how He'll fill this in the prophetic future. Well, let me remind you that we were there during Memorial Day and Independence Day, and they were celebrating the return of the people to the land, if you will, as they gained their independence. That Independence Day came on June 7th, 1948, when David Ben-Gurion stood up and announced that the State of Israel once again existed. That started the movement of a large influx of people back to the land. But let me remind you what took place in the past two times when Israel was dispersed or when they incurred what was called the diaspora, when the Jewish people were forced out of their land and how they came back. If you want to recall, and most people remember this dispersion, the first dispersion was after Abraham was called by God to basically the promised land. And there was a famine that came up, and slowly the children of Jacob, also known as Israel, went south to Egypt and ended up staying there for some 400 years. Now, while they were there, while they were exiled, while they were in the diaspora, the people grew from a mere handful of people to probably somewhere in the 1 to 2 million people in the land of Egypt. Well, they went down to Egypt in approximately 1445, and then they began the return to the promised land at approximately 1405 BC. You'll recall that that was a long journey. Now, they'd been in Egypt for some 400 years. God did some miraculous things with Pharaoh. Pharaoh releases the Jewish people from the land of Egypt, and they begin a trek towards the promised land. That trek took a 40-year period, way longer than it should have taken, unfortunately, due to the disobedience of the Jewish people and not following Him. In fact, only two people out of that, probably close to 2 million, entered into the promised land, which were Joshua and Caleb. Because of their disobedience, God basically wiped out one entire generation, and a new generation was allowed to enter that promised land. Well, the people are there. Again, they enter the land at approximately 1405 BC. Many events take place between that. One of the key issues that happened while the people regained their land was God gave them Jerusalem, where they built their first temple. Well, the people were disobedient, didn't follow what were called the land Sabbaths, and the second diaspora, or the second dispersion, took place. In 586 BC, the Babylonians under King Nebuchadnezzar come into the land, and there actually were three dispersions, 605, 597 BC, and then finally in 586 BC, Nebuchadnezzar comes in with his great army. They destroy that first temple, they plunder the city, and they take the people captive to Babylon. So we had the dispersion from Egypt, we have the dispersion to Babylon, and then God brought the people back from Babylon. In Jeremiah chapter 25, God said that the people would have to spend 70 years in captivity because of their disobedience. But after that 70-year captivity, God brought his people back to the land. It's amazing because it was prophesied over 150 years before it happened in Ezra that King Cyrus would defeat the Babylonians and the Medo-Persians would take over, and that King Cyrus would make the first decree to send the Jewish people back to their land. And that, of course, is exactly what happened. King Artaxerxes in 458 BC and in 444 BC also sent more people back to the land to finish the process of getting the people back to the land. So that took a long time, but that resulted in a second temple being built in Jerusalem, and the people are once again back in their land. The sacrificial system was reinstated, but unfortunately, again, the Jewish people failed to follow God as they should have, and we have the third dispersion. So we had the first one to Egypt back in approximately 1445 BC. We have the second one to Babylon in 586 BC. And then we have a third dispersion. This one we may be a little bit more familiar with. In 70 AD, the Romans came in under General Titus and literally destroyed the city again. The second temple was destroyed, burned down. The Temple Mount was desecrated. The city of Jerusalem was plundered. And here's the most important point for our discussion this morning. The Jewish people who had been returned to their land, now for the third time, were being dispersed. They were being scattered literally all over the known world. And that's existed up until today. You see, God promised that one day he would restore all of his people back to the land of Israel. And we'll look at that in just a moment and give you a couple of verses. But that still is not transpired today. Yes, God has allowed the nation, if you will, to regain status as a country, but of course, all the people aren't there. And let me say this, there's 35 passages in Scripture that give the borders of the land of Israel, the land that they should have. And right now, today, they have a fraction, about one-tenth of the land that they will have that God will restore to them in the future. So we have the third dispersion. The Jewish people scattered throughout the known world at that time. And then in 1948, as we've talked about a little bit ago, and as we celebrated in Jerusalem on May 12th, we have Independence Day, when David Ben-Gurion stood up, announced the State of Israel, and the people began to return to the land of Israel, the promised land to the Jewish people. Well, why is that important to us today as Christians? As Christians, we realize that the church age started a little bit after the beginning of Acts, after the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ. And now the Jewish people, if you will, based on their being scattered, God implemented what's called the church age. The church age, which we live in today, will end one day. And the event that will end that is what's called the rapture, the removal of the saints, the removal of God's people, the removal of the Jews and Gentiles who trusted Christ since the church age started. And God will bring those individuals home with him, according to 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 18. Immediately after that, there will be a seven-year covenant that an individual called the Antichrist will confirm with the Jewish people. After 3.5 years of that seven-year covenant, the Antichrist will break that covenant. You can read in detail about that in Matthew chapter 24 from the Olivet Discourse. The Antichrist breaks the covenant. There will be a third temple that will have been built during that first 3.5 years. The Antichrist will desecrate that third temple. And then what will happen is the great battle of Armageddon, which will end when Jesus Christ returns to the earth. Now, let me take you to the point that is important for our discussion this morning. You see, the Jews were dispersed three times. Again, first to Egypt, they were brought back, then to Babylon, then they were brought back. And then in 70 AD, the Jewish people were scattered where? Throughout the entire earth. Well, what's taking place? Again, there's some 7 million Jewish people out of some 14 to 15 million Jews around the world that have returned to their land. But let's see what God has to say about this. In Ezekiel chapter 37 and verse 21, the Bible says, "Then say to them, thus says the Lord God, surely I will take the children of Israel from among the nations, wherever they have gone, and will gather them from every side and bring them into their own land." Very specific. And God further says, "And I will make them one nation in the land on the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king over them all. They shall no longer be two nations, nor shall they ever be divided into two kingdoms again." This is an astounding prophecy. It's backed up multiple times in Scripture in what's called the Abrahamic Covenant, Genesis 12 and 15, the Land Covenant in Deuteronomy 30, the Davidic Covenant in 2 Samuel chapter 7, and one last time in the covenant called the New Covenant in Jeremiah chapter 31. You see, God has always intended to have a land for his chosen people, the nation of Israel, the Jewish people. And God will indeed bring those people, the Jewish people, back to their land. But there's one other thing I'd like to say real quick. There's a couple of very unfortunate things that are going to happen between the rapture of the church and the day when Jesus Christ returns his people to the land. Let me share one quick illustration from my friend Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. He tells a story of being in Jerusalem and talking to a Jewish rabbi. And the rabbi came up to Jimmy and basically said to Dr. DeYoung, "You know, I heard you say something the other day, Dr. DeYoung, and it really disturbed me, and I just wanted to make sure what you said was correct." And he said, "Did you really say that 50% of the Jewish people will die before Jesus returns, before the Messiah comes?" And Dr. DeYoung said he got tears in his eyes as he said, "No, Rabbi, that's not what I said." And he took him to the Old Testament, of course, which our Jewish friends believe, and he took him to Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 8. And he showed him in that verse where it says that two-thirds of the Jewish people will perish during the tribulation period, and only one-third of them will be saved, will survive, the remnant. That's a startling fact. Why do we bring that up? Well, ladies and gentlemen, young people, there's a time coming when you will have to make that decision as well, to trust Christ or to reject him. The Bible tells us that all who will trust Jesus have a place in heaven, but those who reject him will not see heaven. You see, the truth is, God will fulfill those promises. Let me ask you one last question. What will you do with Jesus today?
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.